Okay, so I'm recording my audio boo, my weekly art journal for the week of, actually the first half of February. I have not made a journal for all of February. Can you believe that? So we're just going to talk about what I've been up to, because it's been quite a lot. So remember how I mentioned last time I was messing around looking at stuff on Twitch, looking at art channels and art streams and stuff. And I actually found some, like, minor art celebrities from when I was a kid that were now streaming on there, and you could just, like, talk to them, and I thought that was pretty cool. Well, guess who spent the first 2 or 3 days of the beginning of February setting up their own Twitch channel? That's right, this lady. I downloaded OBS. I used it, I was tentatively using it to do speed paint recordings before that. I was recording my daily figure drawing and my speed paint and uploading it to YouTube. And then I also started doing, after I did that, I started looking at what I needed for Twitch. So I set up Twitch alerts, which took like 5 hours because I am an idiot. And I set up, what else I set up, Cairo? My dog's on my lap, he's really whiny today. I set up Twitch alerts. I set up stream tips, which proved to be an unnecessary additional 2 hours because I had also signed up for Stripe and this and that, but I set up that too. So if anyone ever does give me a tip on stream, I will receive it. I also made some graphics for my channel, but I'm realizing I'm going to have to make some themed graphics as time goes on. My channel is only 2 weeks old, so it's not that necessary, but I think it's kind of important. I think that people stick around to the channel more when it looks kind of more well done. I actually did watch some YouTube videos on how to get and maintain viewers on Twitch. Of course, I'm not a gaming channel, I am an art channel, so it's a little bit different, but I think some of the basic principles about retention apply. And so, speaking of retention, do you guys want to hear how I did for the first 2 weeks? Of course you do. So, I've had total 337 views. This isn't that great. I air my show in the mornings, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think I've missed 2 or 3 of those days because of technical failure or personal failure, but I've hit like 5 shows or so far. And the first 4 of them last week, we had no music at all. This week, I finally learned how to stream music because my husband showed me how to set up my audio settings in OBS to stream music. I'm streaming with copyrighted oldies music, unfortunately, because the non-copyrighted stuff is, some of it's good, but unless you're looking at EDM and game music, there's really not a whole lot out there. Which I might go on a quest for that sometime. But anyways, I'm streaming that music, and so I'm doing pretty good for someone who didn't have music the first week. I had 337 views, which is, like, not good. Like, back when I was uploading that terrible fan comic in, like, 2010, I'd get, like, 2,000 views a day on the comic. But it was a fan comic, so it doesn't mean anything. Well, actually, fan art can earn you $30,000 a month, but let's not talk about that, sweep that under the rug. It didn't mean anything for me. So, the good thing about this being 337 views is that I had 30 follows from those views, which means that of all the people that showed up, I got 10% of them to follow me, which is like, woo, go team! I don't know if 10% is a good or a high, like a good or a low amount, but it feels like a good amount of people. 10% is pretty good for retention, I think. I'm also having a really active chat. I'm trying to do a thing where, because I've looked at some of the rooms, and there's a lot of drawing streams because I've been looking at them and lurking and chatting and engaging in them. And if I sound overly excited, it's because I am. I get excited about new things. So when you hear me talking about this in 3 months, I won't sound this, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. But I was looking at some of them, and some of them have been around. They have like 2 million views, but they've only ever had like 5 people in the chat when I check it out. And those are very quiet streams where it's literally, you're just invited into the studio to watch what he does. And then I looked at other streams, which maybe only had 5,000 views, but they had 35 people in the chat room. And when they asked for donations or they did the raffle tickets, they just get donation after donation after donation. And that's what I want. I want 2. I want a small amount of loyal people that will help me out with stuff and help me grow. Right now, just keeping me company is enough because, as you guys know, I am like so sad and lonely. But right now is just fine to have people in there. But the 2 different styles, right? The one person just quietly working on their stuff, and the other person is working. They're, you know, they're inking, they're painting. but they're also engaging. They're keeping an eye on the chat almost all the time. And if they don't respond to everything, they respond to like every six or so comment. And then they'll keep talking to keep it going. Like if the chat stops, they'll start talking a lot more, you notice, to keep the audience there. So that's what I've been trying to do. I don't know how successful it is. People come in and say, this is such a chill stream. This is such a relaxed art stream. And hopefully it's not so relaxed that it's driving people off. And I don't think it is, not with a 10% follow to view ratio. And if it seems like I'm mostly talking about this, this is because it's what I've been doing like 2 to 3 hours a day, every day. Like it's the biggest activity that's new in my schedule. Last week it was Dance Central, but I've kept doing Dance Central and added Connected Ventures in there for variety. And yes, my muscles are sore like every other day, but I feel like I'm accomplishing something. But anyways, back to the stream. Now that you know that Dance Central has officially been... has become a habit that I must do now instead of an obligation, which is where you want your good habits to be. So anyways, back to the stream. So I'm trying to be an active person. I say it's very relaxed and I'm just trying to keep the chat going, and I don't know if it's hurting me or helping me. I often investigate by trying out different time slots, but I don't have much competition in my current time slot. Like the other art streams that all know each other don't stream at that time because it's 8:30 in the morning in the U.S. So I have a lot of people from Eastern Europe and just like Europe in general, Eastern Europe, and then like the Netherlands, Denmark, those sorts of countries in my stream. So that's interesting. I don't have too many Americans in there. I have a couple. And compare this to my YouTube channel, where I've also been uploading all these videos except the speed paints. There I am using Creative Commons music, because it's going to stay there permanently. Twitch deletes everything after 3 days. If it doesn't already strip it immediately, which it did with my one video that used copyrighted music playing in the background. Which is fine with me, because I'm there for the stream. I'm not there for the recordings. But anyways, in the two tubes, I've only had 158 views across all my videos, which is up. It was very excited. 300% from last quarter, where I didn't upload anything. And then minutes watched total has been 251. Which is up, this is like 5,000% or something, but I only have 3 subscribers. So it's not that great of a retention. I mean, it's good because my minutes watched is higher than my views, so that means they're sticking around, but I'm contributing to that because I watch them with my husband when he gets home. So I don't know, we haven't watched 250 minutes worth, but I don't know about that. And then for my webcomic, Emma and Emmy Spooky Stories finished updating. I accidentally swapped like the last 2 pages like an idiot, so I had to go in and switch those around. Total on Taptastic, it got 562 views with 14 subs. Again, it's not the same retention as I'm getting on Twitch. That's not even close to 10%. That's more like, I'm bad at math, but it's not, because 10% would be 56. So I know that much at least. And I'm uploading the same comic on DA with the average page view there evening out to about 13 views. And those sometimes get comments, sometimes don't. And I've only had 7 views on the Gumroad link that every single page of Emmy and Emma links to. And one of those was my mom and one of those was me. So that's not really the best numbers for getting the traffic to go there. But to be fair, Emma and Emmy Spooky Story is not a very strong comic. Like, I like it, I made it, but it's not pro standard. It's more like a grungy mini comic you make during lunch or something, with a photocopier. It's not high production value, super CG, gorgeous, what people have come to expect, computer assisted art. Because it would literally be impossible to make without the computer a lot of the art that's coming out right now. So I'm not really that surprised by it, but I'm hoping with this new one I'm working on, Agents, which I actually got a bunch of the pages blacked in. I've stopped redrawing them because I did them pretty neat on the Samsung Note, and I'm like, this is good enough for webcomic. I'm not even sure if I'm going to print this, so I just need to finish it and get it uploaded. That one has much nicer art, computer-assisted art. I could not do it without the computer, and I'm going to see how that one turns out as far as views and stuff, and I'll let you guys know how it's going. Alright, thank you for sticking around this long. I know it's been like 10 minutes, and hopefully I'll be back next week instead of in March. Alright, bye.